The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
On this special episode of Life Today.
Can you imagine this mama having to come 45 miles to a clinic hoping to get aid and there'd be none available? How defeating, how hopeless is that feeling for her, knowing that her baby is days away from dying? We're the ones that have a responsibility to step into the gap and to bring hope and help to these mothers and these children.
Next on Life Today.
Welcome to a very special Life Today. I hope you'll stick around because a situation right now in certain places where we've been working for decades is serious, but there is a solution. And I know, Belinda, by the way, I'm Randy Robinson. This is Belinda Lane. Well, I appreciate you guys being here. But Belinda, this is heavy on my heart. I like to get into the meat of this because it's a very desperate situation, but there is a very real and, in a sense, simple answer for those watching.
I know. I was actually thinking about this, Randy, that I'm so thankful for the Life Today program and for the use of television, because I know that the program encourages believers. I know that it exists to bring you closer to the Lord. But one of the greatest things about what we do here is that this media measure is actually used to inform. How would you know, as a viewer, how would you know of the great need happening in another part of the world if it weren't for this show? And I think about that because the need there isn't just that those people in another part of the world hear about the saving grace of Jesus.
Yes.
It's that their physical needs are met.
Right.
And we get to inform our viewers of the great, vast need that they have, which right now is they need food.
Yeah.
They need to be fed.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, it's just that simple. You know, there's actually, we offer things to viewers who participate in our outreaches. And right now, it's a book from my dad called The Father's Heart. But the idea of the Father's Heart, both as God the Father and as my father, James Robinson, and our mission partner, Isaac Pretorius, his father, Peter Pretorius, there's a commonality here. And what is it? Well, you look at the life of Christ and you see it, because when Jesus went out and preached to the large crowds, that's also where we saw the miracles of feeding hungry people. Jesus was meeting their spiritual need, and at the same time, he recognized their physical need. And he told at one point his disciples, "You go feed them." And they're like, "We don't have the food. We don't have the resources, Jesus." And Jesus is like, "I know." And what happened? They gave what they had, what little they had, that was not enough in the natural, in their minds, right? And Jesus blessed it. And you know what? He met the needs of everyone there that day. I believe that Jesus still works in the same way he did back then. I believe his character is consistent. And I believe he still works through his people. He looks at his followers and says, "You feed them." And I think that's a little bit of the calling. So, Belinda, when I see a need like this, in a desperate situation, I could sit here and go, why? Why does God allow that? Or why doesn't God? But I think what I hear is the voice of Jesus telling his followers, "You go feed them.
You can do it.
Yeah.
You can do it."
And where we can't, he's going, "I know. I'm going to step in, and something miraculous is going to happen."
Yeah.
I think something miraculous can happen today if you will hear the Father's heart in this situation right now.
You see the thinness of his hair.
Now the Bible says it's with a measure that you give.
To me, the reward is seeing the lives saved, seeing people learn about the love of God.
In the late 1980s, Peter and Ann Pretorius met James and Betty Robinson of Life Outreach International, sparking a lifelong partnership that started with feeding 5,000 starving children in war-torn Mozambique. to what is now 350,000 children a day in several countries on the continent of Africa. Today, the sons of Peter Pretorius and James Robison continue this legacy, saving lives through mission feeding and the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen.
This, to me, is the model I wish everyone would adopt, and of course the gospel being an essential part of it. But this is salvation in every level. All of this started decades ago with your father, my father, seeing a need, and out of it, countless lives have been saved. Through the generations, Isak, I want us to expand, to continue, save even more lives, reach even more people with the gospel. Will you stand with me if I stand with you?
If you'll stand with us, we're here. We're going to do this. Our commitment is there to not just continue the work, but to do the work on a broader scale, on a deeper scale.
Yeah, where it's needed. They need it. They're dying.
Let's dream together of the day where we're not just saving lives, where we actually don't even have to do that anymore because we've had the level of impact that we need to have in our generation.
We're standing with each other. Will you stand with us as we stand for these children?
That's it.
I know, I feel like I want to raise my hand. I will stand. I will stand. I will.
You know, and that's my hope. It's such on my heart that the children that ate yesterday because of people like you, the viewers, the supporters of Life Outreach, I want them to be able to eat tomorrow. And that only happens when we continue the work. And, you know, I asked Peter Pretorius years ago, before he passed away, how long is this going to take? And he chuckled a little bit, you know. We don't see it. Growing up in an affluent country in the West, we don't quite understand. And he helped set me right. And he said, this is generations. And I kind of thought, really? I wanted a quick fix answer, you know? But the reality is that's just not how it works. However, you're going to see a little bit later, you're going to see something amazing.
Some really cool
stuff. And yeah, a little bit later, because we have been having generational impacts. So before we get into that, though, I want to impress upon you the seriousness of the situation as it is today, because there are areas where the crops are depleted. They failed for reasons completely out of the control of the people who work so hard. They work so much harder than I do, you know, most of us do, just to get something to eat. You know, they're taking their children to the clinics that are in critical condition. And sometimes we don't have all of the supplies that I wish we had. We have to keep this funnel of life going. And, you know, Belinda, when I look at the situation, I see more than just the emergency, which it is. And it's kind of this ongoing shifting in different areas emergency. But I see it a little bit as an opportunity, if I could say it that way.
It absolutely
is. And maybe a little
is.
Bit of a test in the sense.
Randy, let me say this. This is what I was thinking about that I think is so interesting is we all probably have had some sort in our life where we've known about kind of a flash in the pan something, a ministry here, something that here today, gone tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I could not be sitting here today saying these things if I didn't really fully understand that this is a ministry that has existed for decades doing the same work for decades. And we even saw the video. It goes all the way back to your dad and mom and to the Pretoriuses. What it shows, this is a ministry that you can put your trust in. Mm. This is a ministry that has been doing the work, doing the faithful work of being the hands and feet of Jesus for decades. And so because they've been faithful for decades, they're going to continue being faithful for decades to continue the work. And I think that right there, when you talk about opportunity, the reason that it's an opportunity for people today is because of the faithful work that your mom and dad and you have done for so many years. This is a good place to invest.
Well, and I appreciate that. And really, that's all I care about. I see the need and I say, Lord, let me be a part of of fulfilling that need. To be able to come to you and show you these pictures and show you these stories and these people, my only heart, my only goal is that you would see them, I believe, as God sees them, not as someone far away. Many of these are our brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, not as someone who is, well, it's too bad they're there. You know, they're a product of their environment or a failed government or whatever. But no, this is an opportunity for us to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Watch this, and I think you'll get a real clear picture of the need and how you can reach out in love and express God's heart, the Father's heart, to them while meeting a very practical need. Watch this.
Rural health clinics in Africa serve as a lifeline for children suffering from severe malnutrition. These clinics provide emergency nutritional supplies, therapeutic foods, and life-saving treatments that restore a starving child's strength and saves their life. But there is a crisis today, leaving many clinic shelves bare.
We showed up at one of the clinics today where we were supposed to be doing screening and handing out for children that are they're in the crisis mode. They're in danger, but they're not hospitalized yet. But unfortunately, there's no aid to give. And so we are desperately needing your help to make sure that the mission feeding can continue on, that we can continue to support these families, these mothers that work so diligently. Can you imagine this mama having to come 45 miles to a clinic hoping to get aid and there'd be none available? How defeating, how hopeless is that feeling for her, knowing that her baby is days away from dying? We're the ones that have a responsibility to step into the gap and to bring hope and help to these mothers and these children.
With your help, we can provide mission feeding in villages before a mother would need to bring their child to a malnutrition clinic. But for those children in need of emergency care, it is critical that we provide clinics with these nutritional supplements. It could mean the difference between life and death. The time to act is now.
There's the need. It couldn't be any clearer. And Belinda, the only way that I can get through something like that, watching that, going these places, seeing that kind of pain, the only way is that I know we can make a difference. We can fill that need.
I know. I think of Proverbs. It says, he who is generous to the needy gives unto God.
Lends unto God on some translations, mm-hmm. which means God, what is the rest of it? He will repay them.
He repays. And it's just so precious to think that I, just little me here, I live mm-hmm. in Texas, you know, mm-hmm. I could do something. The generosity of my heart actually would save a life. Like, I don't know if we always think of it in that way, mm-hmm. that we're saving a life with every dollar that we give, but we are. This is a place where the need is so great, which means what you give makes such a great difference.
Yeah, and you know, we have these bowls right here.
These are so cool.
And this is a product, again, of people who have watched the program and said that, you know, give them something to put the hot soup in because literally children
would
come
didn't
up.
You tell me that
they would come
up
with
these.
The tin cans and plastic bags. I've seen
and
that
And it would
too.
Burn their, I mean, they couldn't even hold it. It would burn their
right,
hands.
Yeah, it's just, it doesn't work. So, but more importantly, every time food goes into this bowl, every time a child receives it, walks away, sits down, takes a fork, or more often than not, a leaf, and eats that food, that's their meal for the day, sometimes the only meal they get. But every bit of food that goes into a bowl has been put there because of someone just like you. That's the power you have to fill a desperate need. And so when we come to you and we say, look, okay, here's sort of the breakdown of the cost and our role in mission feeding, $30 will help feed three children for several months. There's a lot of factors in that. But when we look at the overall, the budget and the impact over the decades, as Belinda alluded to, that we've been doing mission feeding, we can say that $50 will feed five children. It'll help feed five children for the next several months. $100, 10 children, $1,000, 100 children, Some of our viewers who are in a position to give large gifts have had such a huge impact that it's difficult to measure in those remote areas sometimes. So many children impacted, given a bowl of food, oftentimes at a school where they are given an education, where they can start to think about their future. All of this is a part of the Mission Feeding Program, and if necessary, we treat them in a clinic to help save their lives. All of this exists because of you, the viewer. Please consider being a part of it today, right now. Go online, go to the phone, make the best gift you can. And I'm telling you, I've been there, I've seen it, we're committed to it at Life Outreach International. Your support today will go to help save a life.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves critically depleted and many areas experiencing devastating famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us every single day. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to a prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you the Father's Heart Devotional. Drawing from Scripture and his past, James Robison takes you on a 90-day journey to help you experience a deeper, more personal relationship with God as your loving Father. With your gift of $100 or more, you will receive the Father's Heart Bundle. This stationery set, paired with the devotional, is a thoughtfully designed collection created to help you share encouragement, prayer, and the love of our Heavenly Father with those you care about. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more, which will help feed 100 children in desperate need, request Life's beautiful bronze sculpture, the Good Shepherd. So please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I'm John Yates, the Director of World Missions for Life Outreach International. I'm here in Angola this week with our team as we have been documenting the cases of crisis throughout the region. As we at times hire interpreters to go with our video team. Today I have with me Emilio, who is a professional language teacher. He's here in the red. And then I have Ermelinda, who is also a teacher here in Angola. So as we were traveling together, there was kind of a wow moment. Both of you kind of had the same experience, but I wanted you to hear it from someone firsthand who's experienced the benefit of mission feeding.
I was overwhelmed just to find out that, okay, the same ministry, same people that helped me and my family, white children, is the same that God put me again in front today, like to witness exactly what I've been through.
My parents both are from BA, and it was not easy for my mother to feed 11 children because there was no way to do that. There was no hope of life because we could see a lot of people dying. Thanks God, and when Jesus alive came, every day they could have at least one meal a day. These people were sent by God. This is one more reason to believe in God.
So let me say on behalf of all of the Friends of Life Outreach, it was a great honor to be a blessing to your family. It's easy to start something. It's a completely different thing to go the distance. And as you continue to provide, we will continue to serve. Our mission teams are in place to minister to these that are in the most remote areas. There is still a desperate need in this country and many countries across the continent of Africa. We have been working to see the light of Jesus shine in people's lives, not only in word, but also in deed. So thank you for being a part of what we do with Mission Feeding.
And there it is, the impact of generations. Now, those who were helped when they were children are giving back to children today. So as Peter Pretorius told me all those years ago, this will take generations. We're in it for the long haul. We're committed to it. We are committed to continuing to go into emergency areas with that food that's desperately needed, to stabilizing the children so that they can have a career, so that they can take care of their own families, to improve the economic and the social situation, all with the name of Jesus Christ firmly pinned to that. We minister wherever we go, in word and in deed. Belinda, I view that as a success, even though we feel like we're not finished. We're seeing these successes along the way.
And I think it's important that we take time to say, thank you, God, for the lives that we have been able to save. But God, please give us the strength to continue the work that we need to do. When I saw that video, and it kind of went back in time, and it was your dad and Peter, and there was a line of kids behind them, and I had a thought of, I mean, that could have been Ermelinda and Emilio right back there. I mean, that's to see them sitting in those chairs. And this is the other thing I thought about, Randy, is that the layered effects when you feed a child and keep them alive, I think Emilio said he was a professor. He's an educator. So he's gotten an education. So it wasn't just, let's keep them alive, let's just feed them. They actually became real productive members of society by the little that they got. I mean, it's just amazing. The whole thing is amazing.
Yeah, the phrase to give them a hope and a future comes to mind. And I think that's
Jeremiah,
the heart of God, right?
Yeah.
So when we do this, and I've seen children who became lawyers, doctors, police officers, ministers. You know, there are so many things. You don't know the endless possibilities, and that's okay. God does. Mm-hmm. So what do we do? Our role, I believe, is obedience. You know, when we see that need, don't forsake the poor. When you think about when Paul went to the apostles and confirmed the gospel after preaching it for years, and they affirmed the core gospel tenets of Jesus, his birth, his death, his resurrection. And then they go, oh, one more thing. You go, what would you add to the gospel? And the apostles say to Paul, remember the poor.
That's good.
And Paul says, I was glad to do that. I want us to be glad to do that, because it is following the way of our Master, Jesus Christ, to take care of the poor, to reach out, to show them that love in word and in deed. And to me, Mission Feeding, it checks all those boxes.
It does. And I think it's important to remind the viewers that part of the reason why the supply is low is some things out of their control.
Absolutely.
It's drought, it's depleted crops. Some of it's just completely out of their control.
Totally.
And they are desperate. It puts them in a desperate situation because there's nothing they can do. They are completely reliant on what is given to them.
Yeah, and even global situations. You know, when something happens and our gas prices go up, we all complain a little bit. Well, we just pay a little more at the pump.
Yeah, life kind of goes on.
But what if they don't have gas to get the food to the villages?
And I don't know that we think about that.
No, we don't think about that, but God does.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why he's put it on our hearts, on the people who are there, and hopefully on yours today, to say $30, $50, $100 will help feed 3, 5, 10 children for the next several months. Some of you could give $1,000. Some of you can give more. It's not how much you give as much as it is how you give and that you give. So I would urge you to give today, but also to give in obedience out of a joyful heart, one that says, I see this opportunity to share God's love, to give that child a hope and a future, and I want to do that. So please, if God's put it on your heart, do it today.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves critically depleted and many areas experiencing devastating famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us every single day. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to a prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30,
$50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you the Father's Heart Devotional. Drawing from Scripture and his past, James Robison takes you on a 90-day journey to help you experience a deeper, more personal relationship with God as your loving Father. With your gift of $100 or more, you will receive the Father's Heart Bundle. This stationery set, paired with the devotional, is a thoughtfully designed collection created to help you share encouragement, prayer, and the love of our Heavenly Father with those you care about. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more, which will help feed 100 children in desperate need, request life's beautiful bronze sculpture, the Good Shepherd. So please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I look at this line of children here, and I thought, how can you not be touched? God's touched. He cares about them. And I think, what if I just visualize some of my grandchildren's faces on these children. And I think, what if that was one of them? I'd want somebody to come in and give them a bowl of soup. I'd want somebody to care about them. Well, these children matter. They matter to God a whole lot. And I know that your heart must be touched as you look at these lines of children, look at their little innocent faces. They don't have a choice. They depend on someone. Can that someone be us? I want it to be me. Thank you so much for caring and sharing and having a heart to reach out to those that are needy, because that's God's heart, and that's good.
Oh, you can hear me cry, see my dreams all die from where you're standing on your own. It's so quiet here, and I feel so cold. This house no longer feels like home.
All those beautiful children, everyone is a treasure to God. And you know, when you talk about treasures, Belinda, I think let's store up some treasure in heaven by meeting their needs, sharing God's love in word and deed.
And it's just a great opportunity to be the hands and feet, to say yes to something of God. This is a great place to say
Absolutely.
Yes to God.
And I've seen it work for quite a while now, and I'm committed to it for the rest of my life. I hope you will commit to it just today. We appreciate you guys.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.